I'm Mark Bayshore. Last week, we spent some time learning about a unique support group for caregivers based in Albion, Michigan. Caring for the Caregivers is a monthly gathering that allows caregivers to share their challenges and to learn about relevant skills. Participant Christy Vaughn talked about how the group helps her care for her 93-year-old father who has dementia.
Coming out of isolation, that's the most important thing, not only for the person with dementia, but for the caregiver to have that support.
Today, we take another look at caregiving, this time at proposed legislation aimed at helping Michigan's estimated 2 million caregivers. Recently, AARP Michigan and State Senator Margaret O'Brien unveiled a measure that would support and equip caregivers with important information and training. A dozen states have enacted similar legislation to assist people when their loved ones go into the hospital and as they transition back home. I spoke with Lisa Dedden Cooper of AARP Michigan about the proposed CARE Act. She pointed out that the family caregiving is becoming a norm for older adults in our state.
In any given year, we have over 2 million Michigan residents who will serve as family caregivers for an adult loved one. So that's an aging parent or a spouse or some other adult family member. And the reality of the situation is that nearly half of family caregivers end up performing medical and nursing tasks in the home that were once the domain of only doctors and nurses. So in addition to cooking meals and handling finances and providing personal care, family caregivers are more and more managing medications and cleaning wounds and giving injections and more.
And I understand the caregiver-to-patient ratio is at risk of going down over time. What's happening there?
Well, we know that right now there are more than 2 million, and the age of a current family caregiver on average is about 49 years old. Actually, the average family caregiver is a 49-year-old female taking care of her mother for about 20 hours per week. And these are often people who are juggling work and caregiving, often not only for an aging parent, but also for young children at the home. And as our population is aging, we do expect that is going to become more and more the experience of people who are in Michigan, you know, 45 and over.
So this is the CARE Act here. Tell us more about what that would do here in Michigan.
Well, the CARE Act is a common sense solution to help support and equip family caregivers when their loved ones go into the hospital and then as they transition home. The legislation has been introduced in Michigan by Senator Margaret O'Brien, and it's Senate Bill 352. And it would simply ensure that hospitals do three things. First, that the hospital records the name of the family caregiver when a loved one is admitted into a hospital. Second, that they notify the family caregiver when the loved one's going to be discharged to another facility or sent back home. And third, that they provide that family caregiver with an explanation and live instruction of any medical tasks that the family caregiver will need to perform at home, such as medication management, injections, wound care, and such. And we know that if family caregivers are well prepared, if they're better prepared when patients are discharged from a hospital, the patient will be healthier, the family will be happier, and importantly, as a public policy concern, that patient will be less likely to be readmitted into the hospital.
How many family caregivers are adequately trained?
In late 2012, AARP had a report come out called Home Alone, and it chronicled the experience of family caregivers in the U.S. And what we found is that most family caregivers reported that they had little or no training to perform the tasks that they went ahead and had to perform for their loved ones at home.
We're talking with Lisa Dedden Cooper, who is with AARP Michigan and AARP Michigan's support of The CARE Act, Senate Bill 352. Lisa is AARP Michigan's Manager of Advocacy. We recently talked with a support group in Albion for caregivers. Does the CARE Act address support for caregivers, high stress levels, that kind of thing?
Well, the CARE Act is one piece of the bigger picture, I think, when it comes to ensuring that caregivers have the support that they need to be able to do the work that they are already doing. There are other things that I'm sure as our culture is changing and family caregivers are being increasingly recognized for their important role, there will be things in addition that we'll want to look at, I think, in Michigan as far as public policy and in more ways to better support family caregivers. But this particular piece of legislation deals with this particular situation of a patient who goes into the hospital and is discharged and will be at home with a family caregiver that is left to perform these medical and other tasks. The stress, the strain on family caregivers is a huge issue. By being better equipped and being able to do a better job at what they want so badly to do is a better job because it's their family member, it's their loved one. By giving them this additional information, this additional support, and allowing them to do a better job, we would expect that, of course, will help alleviate some of the stress. But it's just one piece of the bigger public policy.
Do caregivers have adequate access to their patients' medical records and history?
That depends. Currently, the practices will vary depending on what hospital the patient is in. It will vary based on those different policies that the hospitals have. One of the issues that Senator Margaret O'Brien raised when she spoke on her introduction of the bill was that it may well be, especially now as families are increasingly mobile, that the person who is your next of kin, the person maybe if you are the parent, you have your next of kin who is your eldest son, and maybe he lives in California. Maybe your daughter lives in North Carolina. That person, while they're your next of kin, may not be the person who's actually going to be providing the care that you need when you're recuperating at home. It might be your cousin who lives down the street. It might be a friend from church. It's not necessarily the same person as the next of kin. And so this would, again, recognize the reality that we are facing, that we have family caregivers who may not be the next of kin, who may not be trained. Not everybody is lucky enough to have a daughter who's a nurse who lives down the street. This recognizes the situation that family caregivers are facing now in equipping the people who are actually going to be taking care of these tasks, equipping them so that they can do a better job and that everybody stays healthier.
Lisa Dedden Cooper is our guest. Lisa is the Manager of Advocacy for AARP Michigan, and we are talking about AARP Michigan's support of the CARE Act. This is Senate Bill 352. You alluded to the fact that the typical caregiver is a woman. Why are there more women caregivers than men?
Well, there are different reasons, I think, why that could be. One of the reasons is that we do have women who tend to live longer. We have women who are more likely to identify themselves as caregivers as opposed to men. But on the other hand, we do have more men who are now becoming and identifying as caregivers. One of the examples that we see this in is multiple sclerosis is 2 to 3 times more common among women than among men. So male spouses, as such, will more frequently find themselves in the role of a primary caregiver in those sorts of family situations.
Are you hearing resistance to this proposal? And what is that like, if you're hearing any?
I think for the most part, people will see this as just a common sense piece of legislation as just the right thing to do, and it just makes sense. As our Senator O'Brien had mentioned, she thinks that the legislature should see this as a no-brainer.
Are there dollar costs involved?
There are no dollar costs to this state. you know, the question would be, you mentioned, you know, the other organizations. We've been talking with the Hospital Association about this and working with them in developing the legislation here in Michigan. And some of those hospitals will do a better job than others currently. Some of them have told us that they do this already. So in that case, it would not be, I expect, much more of a burden for them. But not all of them do. And so that's where we would see additional resources being needed, I think, for the hospitals that aren't already doing this to perform this. But if family caregivers are better equipped to do a better job in helping patients recuperate after they are discharged from a hospital, that will reduce readmission rates to hospitals. And so in the long run, it's going to save the hospitals money too. Fewer people being readmitted because they had an infection, because they didn't have their medication adequately managed when they got home.
We want to thank our guest, Lisa Dedden-Cooper. Lisa is Manager of Advocacy for AARP Michigan. We've been talking about Senate Bill 352, the CARE Act. Thank you, Lisa.
Thank you, Mark.